Okay, we're holding Simon Reish Yud Ches, Siv Zayin, page 268. Welcome to our anytime. We're going to do Siv Zayin Ches, half of test today. We're continuing in the halachas of Birchas HaNisim, making a bracha on a nes. Some interesting raid today on Bechira, on Daniel in the lion's den, and the different types of sakonis that someone benches a hagoymel on, all in today's share. Zok to Mechara Siv Zayin. Al neis shal adam mesuyim, a neis for a particular person, a well-known person, ki yoyev ben tsriya v'chaverev. Someone as well-known, before some, like yoyev ben tsriya and his friends. Yoyev ben tsriya was the general in David HaMelech's army. He was very well-known. V'chein al neis shal adam, shen eskadish by shem shemayim. The neis of a person who through him shem shemayim was neskadish, but aideya neis, k'gain Daniel v'chaverev, Daniel and his friends, mevarech, they make a bracha if you see such a on that person's nes, you make a bracha. Lefikach, therefore, haroya goyva haroya shel Daniel. Someone sees the lion's den, the lion's pit of Daniel. Vekiv shana eish Hanani Mishael ba'Azariah, and or the fire pit that Hanani Mishael ba'Azariah were thrown into. Mavarech shalasa nes latzadikim umakim azeh. You make a bracha shalasa nes latzadikim in this place. Zaktim mishabrua sekund chav gimel ki yoye ben tsruya. He was well known as the head, he was a general. Look at the Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha over there, what does he say? He says that he quotes the Magen Avraham that we don't really have people of this caliber these days. We no longer have people that are as so well known and so much. Gans Klai Yisrael is telling him that he was a general for Gans Klai Yisrael. Now we're all Mefuzer, Mefari, Ben Ha'am, and we're spread out and we're not as much tali on one person anymore. So Memela, this halacha of Adam of Forsim would not be Nageya any longer. Zog Siv Katam Chav Dalin, Shen Eskadish Boy. I mean, it would be Nageya if you knew. No, because by Adam of Forsim is when you see the actual person. So that's not Nageya anymore these days, so that's fine. Siv Katam Chav Dalin, if you actually look, I'm just sorry for getting distracted. Second to last line in that Bir Halacha, he says, Va'adam Kazet in Matzi B'daris Elu, Shen Mufuzar B'chala Oilam. These days the bracha on the other Mesuyim we don't have, page 268. Fine. Through the Nes, the Fika Chashim Nes Zeh Yoser V'tzara Kalecha Devarach Alav, who can Messiah the Fika Chayim Beralacha. It was a Nes that came about, a Kiddush Im Shemayim through the Nes. That gives more chashivas to the nes, even though it wasn't done to the rabbin, it was done to a yachin, but it came about a kiddush im shemayim, and a mela, we make a bracha on that. Zokt, the Mishnah Brura Vaiter, Sivkatan Chavhesh, Nasa Nes HaTzadikim, Va'adam Mesuyim, Mavarech Barash, Asa Nes HaPloinim, Mat Mazeh, Uperi Shemoy, if it's an Adam Mesuyim. And here, if you find the place, you make the bracha. Let's say if you saw the place of, I guess any particular nace that happened to Yoyev ben Tsruya, you make a bracha, baruch as a nace to Yoyev ben Tsruya, the makam hazeh. So once we're discussing Daniel v'chaverav, I want you to point out something interesting, because it has to do also with the later, with Siftes. And we know, we'll wait till Siftes, and we'll speak it out over there. Zok Sifches. Haroya ishtei shalait, if you see Lait's wife, Mevarech shtayim, you make two brachas. Aleha, on Lot's wife, you say, Yomer Baruch Atah Hashem HaKim Melech HaOlam, die in the MS, because there's no great Mila to the Nes that she turned into a pillar of soul. We don't really care. It's die in the MS. However, Ba'al Lot, Yomer Baruch Atah Hashem HaKim Melech HaOlam, Zecher HaTzadikim, on Lot we say a Baruch of Zecher HaTzadikim, which is the Tzadik Avram, because it was B'schus Avram that Lot was saved. Zok the Mishnah Brus, Akadu Chavav, Ishe Shalot, Shein Nitziv Melech, a pillar of soul. Like we spoke out last week, there are many different tour guides who seem to believe they know where she is, and they always point to some indentation in the mountains in the side of the 90 when you're driving down south in Eretz Yisrael. I don't believe you can say with Shema Malchus and believe any of them. Who knows really where it was? It's somewhere in the area. We don't know exactly where. Even though you don't see the kever of Light, you see only his wife. When you see her, you remember the names of her husband. You don't see light, but because of light, you make the bracha zecher atzadikim. Zecher atzadikim. Shezachar Kadosh Baruch Hu es Avraham. Hashem remembered Avraham. Kedichsiv yisker lekim es Avraham. Yishalach es light mitecha afecha. And he saved light b'schus Avraham. Umashma lechayr dal kibrei shaloi ein mavar klal. If you see loitz kibrei, don't make a bracha. The shama ein minkar zchiris hatzadikim. There's nothing about zchiris hatzadikim by loitz kibrei. It's just about now when we see that she was in the tiv melach and loy got saved, then we make a bracha zechir hatzadikim. Raki shirei ishtei shenasi the tiv melach. You see his wife became a pillar of salt. The shama oisei makim vaoisei shama vadei kayach kayke vadin. At that time, the kayach hadin was strong, because his Sodom was being overturned, his wife turned into a pillar of salt, and he was saved. And therefore you can make a bracha on this. When you see the Nitziv Melech of Eishes light, you can make the bracha of Zechar Tzadik, and that light was saved because Avraham. Zog Siv Tes. Yesh Eimim She'en Mevarech Al Neis Ela Ben Neishu Yotei Miminig Ha'olam. Some say this whole simon, Reish Shil Ches, and this is the last sif of the simon, making brachas on nisim. What type of nes can you make a bracha on? Some say only on a nes where it's chutu derech hateva. It's yetzmi min hagi shel oilam. Exactly what that means we'll have to see as we go through the sif more tomorrow than today. It has to be different chutu derech hateva. Aval neshu minig ha'olam b'telantai. I think it was his derech hateva, just it was a sakana. Kagun shebo ganavim b'layla bo'i the sakana v'nitzol. Robbers came in, came to a sakana, and you got saved. V'chayetzi b'zeh eni chayim levarech. Because it was all derech hateva, there was a sakana, but miderech hateva, you ran away, you turned around, you ran away, and you escaped, you would not make a bracha. You would make a bracha. First day of holds, you would not make a bracha. Only if it was yaitim yimene ga'ilam. V'yeish chaylik, v'tayg l'varech v'lay azkar shimu ma'afas. There are those that argue and say, even if it was not yaitim yiderech ha'ilam, you would still make a bracha, and the toiv, it's good to make a bracha without shimu ma'afas. So this halacha is going to continue from today until tomorrow. We'll see Mishabruach of Tess and Lam, and then we'll speak a few things outside, and we'll finish this halacha today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, and it's going to directly go into the sugya of Agoyma, because there's a shaila in the end of the next siman. The next siman is Birchas Agoyma, which takes us, all the way through the end of the week, and which is again the Meisim now, all the Bachrim coming back from Eretz Yisrael, and they all bench Goyma. Where does that come from? So when it comes to Agoyma, there's Machlekes. Is it specifically the four things brought down in the Pasuk, which is someone who goes through a midbar, someone who goes through the yam, someone who's a chayla, and someone who's chavash abesa asurim. Those four things, travel through a desert, the sea, someone who's ill, or someone who was in jail, those four things, they bench gaimo, or other sakarnes also, that's a machlekes with 2 days at the end of Simon Reish Yates. And the Rivash, one of his rayas, he bench gaimo on everything, is from the halacha of Reish Yates, and he said the bircha on nisim you make on everything, and kol shekein gaimel, which you would make, it's easier to make gaimel than to make the bracha on nisim. So it will go straight into the sugya of a gaimel tomorrow. Zot the mishnah brachah of kol chavtes to yaitzim minig ha'olam kagoyin obda the nizkar v'shas ve'echad shahalak b'midbar v'yibes akarnas misa machmas tzama. Someone was going in the desert and they were in danger of dying machmas tzama from thirst. This rachash le niso nafik le mayin mayim v'chayetzim b'zeh, and a nes happened and a spring of water just came out. That is a miracle. And that a person would make a bracha, the kuliyama. Lame v'nitzol gam king derech minig ha'olam da hemish tzorach le'ezra. You scream out, someone to save you. Aishin adamnu ve'anu shamu baruchu. People came there, you're able to run away. Any one of these cases where it's regular minig ha'olam would be machlekes if you make a bracha. And toiv the mechaber ends off, toiv to make a bracha without shema malchus. But we'll finish that Mishnah Berurah with Halacha Lemaisa tomorrow. So what I want to speak out today, in the remaining time that we have, is a little bit early, so what do I have today? Like this. First of all, if you remember, I don't know if you remember, you won't remember, because by Chumashir, a few years ago we discussed this, is a famous Arachayim, is a Shaila, when it comes to Bechira. Everyone holds, and this is the season of Emunah and Mitochin and Hashkachas Hashem. That's why Anochi Hashem Alekecha Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim doesn't say Asher Bora Esa Oilam, because a lot of the Goyim were Maskim Hashem created the world. They didn't believe that he was busy with the Klein Ezachim going on in this world, that every little thing that happens he was busy with. That they didn't believe. And we believe and we know through the 10 Makas and Yitzias and Tzrayim that every little thing that happens in this world is by Hashkachas Hashem. So Anochi Hashem Alekecha Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I am Hashem, your God, that took you out of Mitzrayim, and that you know, not only did I create the world, I'm also Mashgiach on the world. So nothing happens in this world without Hashem's decreeing that it should happen. Is a shayla that is agreed upon by all, when it comes to everything except for people. People have Bechira. And it's actually Machlekes, Rav, I would think Rav, Rishonim, and The Farshim hold that even people, there's nothing that you can do that was not decreed already in Shemayim. If someone decides they want to go and hurt someone, so if they end up being matzliach hurting the person, it was decreed in Shemayim. If they don't, it was decreed in Shemayim. And there's nothing you can do to change that. A person bechira does nothing, zero. Is the Anar Chaim, though, has a different opinion. He's Yotzim in the Klal, he's not the Pashtus, but he has a different opinion. Anar Chaim says that when Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into the pit, right, Reuven came, Reuven saved Yosef from the brothers, they threw him into the pit. Now it said, the pit ain't by Mayim, we just learned the Gemara Shabbos, ain't by Mayim, there was no water, but there was no water, but there was snakes and scorpions. So how did Reuven save Yosef, taking him out from the brothers to get killed, to throw him into the pit with snakes and scorpions? Snakes and scorpions are also going to kill him. And if you're going to say, well, Hashem can make a nasus, snakes and scorpions won't kill him. Well, he can make a nasus and make his neck turn into marble, and the brothers can't kill him either. So what did Reuven do to save him by throwing him into a pit that had snakes and scorpions? Okay, some want to say it was more than 20 amos, he couldn't see the snakes and scorpions, didn't know about it. Fine. Akaponim, Zapta Arachayim, what's the pshat? Because he says snakes and scorpions are not people, and they have no bechira. And Hashem can make it, and they're not going to harm Yosef. But people, the Shvatim are people, and people have Bechira. And even if the Eibushar Kaviyachal on some level doesn't want it to happen, the person has the Kayach to be Bechira to do it anyways. And the Shvatim could have went and killed them even though the Eibushar didn't want Kaviyachal, whatever that means. But he threw him into the pit, and now he was telling in the snakes and scorpions, and that Hashem could save him from easily. So he's saying in the Archaim first on that passing parts of Vayeshim. A huge Chiddush. He's saying that it's possible that a person Bechira could choose to do whatever he wants, and the Eibushar, I don't understand it fully, it's a little bit above my pay grade, but the Eibushar sort of has an easier time, or maybe it's Abidar HaTeva. The way he runs the world is that when it comes to a thing which is not a person, but there's no Bechira, no problem, do whatever he wants. But once it's the person with Bechira, different story. That's what the Aruch Chaim says. How do I understand it? I'm not 100% clear. That's a Chiddush from the Aruch Chaim. In the story of Daniel, there seems to be a Rashi which says similar idea. Come on, similar. And I'm not sure what to make. It's hard to read the Rashi. It says over there, Daniel, we're talking Daniel, Begev HaRayish. If you see this Begev HaRayish, you can make a bracha. So what happened was, there was a Dayevish was friendly with Daniel, and Daniel was in the palace, and they made a rule that you're not allowed to daven. And Daniel went home, he was called davening. So now, since that was the rule, he had to, you know, there were people that disliked Daniel, and they tattled on him. And the king Dayevish had to keep his laws. He couldn't, you know, make an exception over here. So he says, if I have to keep my laws, what am I going to do? So he threw Daniel into the pit with the lions. He couldn't sleep that night. He had a hard time. And he was hoping and davening that Daniel should be saved. He was nervous if he would go save Daniel, his chaverim would rebel against him. Fine, that was the story there. The words are very hard in Daniel. But that's what happened. When they put him into the pit, it says, in Pasuk Yudches, Perek Vav, Ve'hei soyis evin chada. They took this big stone and they put it on top of the pit, and Daniel was there with the lions. Why they put a stone on there in the pit? And what's going on over here? Zuk Rashi. They brought one stone. In the entire Eretz Bavel, in Iraq, there are no stones, just bricks. By the Dor HaFlaga, why does it say, let's go get Levanim? We'll get stones. Terence says, there were no stones in Bavel. They only had Levanim. They had to make bricks. I don't know if it's serious. I have never been to Iraq, but they say there are no stones over there. Lamanu she'ein evim b'Bavel. L'fishah hev'yuhum malachim Eretz Yisrael. Malachim brought this stone from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so the Dayevish and the people there can put it on top of the pit with the needle inside the pit. Now, this is a little hard to read Rashi. Im hisne b'mayse b'reishis al yom she'ikar of Yisrael. If the Eibushar made a tnai with Ma'ase Bereishis, the Yam should split for Klal Yisrael. The fire should cool off for Hanani, Mishael, v'Azariah. And the lions are not going to hurt Daniel. What do we need the stone for? Rashi understands that the stone was here, so the people who hate Daniel shouldn't throw stuff down and try to kill him. So he put the stone on top, and they had Malachim bring the stone from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so no one should throw stuff down to hurt Daniel. One second. Hashem is making that these hungry lions are not touching him. He can't stop people from throwing stones down at him, for throwing, not stone on half stone, for throwing stuff down at him. So the Melech, the king Dayevish, says, well, from the lions I can't save him, at least I'll save him from the people throwing things, so I'll put the stone on top. If there'll be a miracle, there'll be a miracle. But what's going on over here? If Hashem could save him from the lions, he could save him from people throwing stuff down at him. It's mashma from Rashi, like the Aruch Hayim. When it comes to the lions, like the Nechashim HaKaravim, no big deal. The Amish doesn't want, nothing going on, nothing going to happen. When it comes to people, Bali Bechira, that's a whole different story. Maybe that takes a whole different level of the Abishur playing around with the Bria, and that much is a whole different thing, and that much we're scared of still. So the Abishur said, grab the hamalach and bring the stone from Eretz Yisrael to put to Bavel, to put on top so no one could throw things down, than to have to make it and to throw things down and they won't hurt it. So I don't know what to make of it. It's interesting, Mar Makim, this shearing. The Pasha and Pashtus that most Mepharshim do go with, not like the Aruch Hayim, and they say that even the Baal Bechira, whatever he chooses to do, if it's Matzliach, the Abishur L'chatchila wanted it that way. If it's not Matzliach, he didn't want it that way. There's no difference between the Baal Bechira and an animal or a lion. That's the Pashtus. But there's an interesting discussion. The Aruch Hayim is often art in Parshas Vayeshev, and the Rashi is often art in Daniel, Perek Vav, Ayin Sham. The next thing I thought was interesting, based on this, maybe we have a pshat. I told you before, is a shaila by Agoimel. We're going to see in the end of the week that you only say Agoimel if you traverse a desert or the sea, or if someone is sick, or if they were in jail, or any particular sakana, they should say Agoimel. And the Rivash brings a raya from Birchas Anisim, which you make, and we'll see over here tomorrow the halacha of the psak, any sort of sakana. The Maral says that it seems to me the way I'm reading the Maral, like the Rivash, you can make Hagayimah on everything. And he says, you know why he says these four things in the Tehillim, these four different types of dangers? They represent the four possible types of dangers. And it's interesting, just if you think about it for a second, the Havana over here. He says, what's the first one? Going through a desert. Going through a desert, naturally a person is going to die from thirst or hunger. There's no food, there's no drink. So what you're missing in a desert is Shalila. There's something that you need that you don't have. You need food and drink, you don't have it, and you made it through, either was provided for you, or you made it through without dying, even though the sakana was for something that was missing. That's represented by the Midbar. The Yam is you have what you need, you have your food, you have your drink, but there are waves, strong waves. Zakayach mi b'chutz is coming to hit you. That's what the Yam represents. Sakana is zakam mi b'chutz, coming to hit you. Let's say you could say like, you know, what? Iran was shot by a person. But it's sakana from the yam, winds, tornadoes, earthquakes, right? All these things. And the yam, things that were coming from the chutz. And that's what represented by the yam. Choyla is not that you're missing something, and not that something's coming from the chutz. It's more intrinsic. Just the guf is not well, and the guf by itself is getting is a choyla, is sick, and it's sort of not killing itself, but it's the guf is not well. That's an intrinsic sakana. So it's not that the guf is missing food and drink. It's not that there's something about chutz coming to hit the guf. It's just that the guf itself is not well. And the fourth category is beis ha'asurim. That's your bidei adam, he says. That's not the pshat, there's a stama koyach in your chutz. There are people out there to get you. That's represented by chovish beis ha'asurim. Now I can ask a question. Now I don't know if it's a good shikotar. I thought of it right before the shiur started. But I can ask a question. That what's the difference if it's a koyach in your chutz, the gali hayam, the waves in the sea, an earthquake, tornado, a hurricane, or a person? The word is mi b'chutz. Either you're missing food and drink, it's shlili, you're missing something, or it's choyla, it's intrinsic, or it's mibachutz. So, the fila arachayim, it's shleimer, very gishmak. There's one thing mibachutz, which is a natural cause. We'll say it's animals, we'll say it's earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, and then there's bidei adam. Bidei adam is a whole different monster, a whole different animal, because now it's the whole bechira aspect over here. So maybe that's why it's a different category. Otherwise, why is it really a fourth category? There are three categories. Category one, you're missing nutrition. Category number two, a guy is sick, it's intrinsically sick. Category number three is mibachutz. We have two more categories. Mibachutz, ayidei, the yam, ayidei, kayach, and mibachutz, ayidei, adam. Maybe that's the pshak. Apart from those are the four categories, that's the morale. Stop over here. What did we learn today? We learned today that if you adam misuyim, if you see adam misuyim, that halach is not nageya, so we're not going to chaz with that. If you see a place that there was a nace done, even to a yachid, but when the sky neshim shemayim, there you can make a bracha, also not so nageya these days. Ishtar shaloit, also not nageya, we're not going to see ishtar shaloit. And siftes is a bit more nageya. What type of nace is someone going to make a bracha? Sha'asa li nace v'makim azeh. And that we didn't even finish off with the halacha because it's going to continue to tomorrow. The shaila is going to be, does it have to be a nate chutmi min hagish al oilam? Or even a nate that's min hagish al oilam? What's the halacha? Lamaisa, we'll finish it off tomorrow and start tomorrow the simin ratio test and birchas agoimel. Wish you everyone a wonderful good night.